This is Michael Sinop with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here's a short recording on exactly how I currently record my audio recordings. I talk about the equipment I use, the advantages of the software I use. I give you all the websites to get everything and the stores to get the same stuff that I use. And I offer advice and some information on how and what I'm thinking about when I'm doing audio recordings and editing. I hope this is helpful. Enjoy. There's a lot of expensive gadgets online. I just use a simple digital recorder. You can go to Radio Shack. A lot of these recorders have software that comes with them. And the one I use, it's called a Sony IC. I as in igloo, C as in cat, D as in dog. So it's ICD-ST25 stereo. You can find it on eBay as well. And it's just a little handheld digital recorder. It comes with some great software. And then that's going to record your calls, but you need a little gadget from Radio Shack. And if you go online and go to RadioShack.com or go to a local one and tell them you want to record your calls, they have several different things that you hook into your phone line. It basically bypasses the phone, and there's a plug that'll plug right into your digital recorder. And when you make your calls, you just press the record button on your recorder, and you're recording both sides of the conversation digitally. It's real easy to use. It just takes a little bit to get set up and make sure your wires are all connected properly, but it works fine. You're plugging right into the recorder, and the recorder is in between the line and your phone. It costs maybe $125 to get set up. If you want a lot better quality, there are better things out there. If you go online, just search the Internet Audio Guy. The Internet Audio Guy. You'll find him. His name is Mike Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T. And this guy was a sound engineer from Atlanta, Georgia, and he really understands the equipment out there, and he's in the internet marketing circles, but he's got some good equipment as well. Once you do the recording, you'll save the recording from your digital IC recorder onto your hard drive as a WAV file. And then once I have the WAV file, I'll do the necessary editing of the file. So it's just like a Word document. It's not hard. You'll need a couple other components, which just take a little bit to get the hang of. But once you have the file on your computer, you've got it safe there. You want to get it off the digital recorder, so you've got it backed up. Then there's editing software you can do your editing with. The thing I use, it's the only thing I ever learned how to do. It's called GoldWave, G-O-L-D-W-A-V-E. If you go to goldwave.com, you can download a free version, and it'll let you play around with a real short file. I'll give you some advice. There's two versions. They have a 5-point-something version, and they have a 4-point-something version. The 4-point version is the one I still use because that's what I learned how to do editing on, and I've tried their 5-point version, and they've really changed a lot, and editing goes a lot slower when you're doing a lot of editing. So I'm real used to this 4-point version. I would recommend you use that, and you can download that and play around with it. So you'll open up the audio file. It looks like a bunch of squiggly lines, no different than a Word document. You highlight what you want to get rid of, and you delete it. It's real easy once you get the hang of it. Then after you do your editing, I have a webmaster who does my green buttons. Because I have such a large amount of recordings, I host all the recordings on my server. But I would recommend you use instantaudio.com. It's all integrated. It's an online service. And actually, a lot of my recordings, I do use instantaudio.com. So what happens, let's say you take the recording off your digital recorder, and then you do your editing, or let's say it's perfect as it is, and it's in a WAV file. With your GoldWave software, you're going to want to convert that WAV file into an MP3 file. Now, the reason I say do the editing in a WAV file is because when you're doing your editing, it goes a lot faster, because when you take little chunks out of the audio recording and then you save it, with an MP3 file, it takes a long time to save. And if you do editing like I'm doing, you're going to be saving a lot because you always want to back up your work in case the computer freezes up or whatever. So you want to do all your editing in WAV. And then once you're finished editing, you'll save it as a MP3 file. You'll save as, just like you'd save any file. It'll say save as type. So what type of file do you want to save it as? You save it as an MP3, and then it gives you a choice of what bit rate to save it as. And you want to save it as 22,050 hertz, which stands for megahertz, 22,050 hertz HC. You want to save it as a mono, okay? So it's not so huge. If you save it as stereo, the file size is going to be twice as large, and it's going to take a long time. You don't need it in stereo. This will be fine for the quality. And you want to save it as 24 kbps. 24 kbps, and I think it stands for kilobytes per second. And these numbers will work perfectly. Actually, they're the only numbers that will work with instant audio. So let's say you save it under these criteria that I've just explained. Now you subscribe for $29 a month to instant audio. You log into your instantaudio.com site, and you upload and encode your file. So you upload it into this server, and it gives you a whole control panel, and it automatically converts it into what's called Flash. And that's what you see on my site, those green buttons. Flash allows your visitors to your site to click on the button, and it starts playing instantly, rather than when you click on an MP3, they got to sit there and wait for it to download before you hear the first word. So it encodes it and converts it. It gives you a choice of different players. You can get players that have fast forward and fast reverse, pause, stop. You can have players that are just one play button, and it lets you design all that, and you choose your button, and then it gives you some code, and then you'll just paste the code to where you want the audio recording on your web page, and you're ready to go. It is running off their server, so if you have a bunch of these buttons on your web page, the page load time is pretty slow. Their servers can definitely handle it. The only thing you want to watch out for, if you have too many of those recordings on one page, the load time of those buttons can be pretty slow, so it's just something to keep in mind, and you can play around with it. But 4 or 5 or 6 or 7, even 10 of them, if people know they're going there for a recording, you can say, give it a couple seconds for the page to load. Just let them know that it's going to take a minute to load. Just be aware of that. Did you know I do audio interviews? I bet you could tell by now that I do audio interviews with experts on marketing, advertising, direct mail, list management, you name it. My interviews can build the value of your information products. My interviews can enhance the sales of a website. My interviews can make you famous. If you want someone who has an intimate knowledge of the direct mail business and understands the questions to ask, understands how to dig out the scoop, understands how to produce, develop, and create a compelling audio product, you want to talk to me. I promise you, if you've got a product you're selling and you want to bring life and build value into it, please contact me. That's the end of this short recording on how I do audio recordings and interviews. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call 858-274-7851. If this all sounds too complicated and you'd like to hire me out to do some of your audio editing or recording for you, please feel free to call.